Wall Street headed for a subdued start on Wednesday, with investors waiting to see how the Federal Reserve will dampen near four-decade high inflation and guide on its pathway for interest rates. And NBSP. Omicron, however, remains a wild card in the equation, with the full impact of the new coronavirus variant as yet unclear, analysts said. And NBSP. Nasdaq futures and S&P 500 futures were flat, with U.S. retail sales data due before the open. And NBSP. The MSCI Global Stock Index was flat at 735 points, just over 3% below a lifetime high last month. And NBSP. At 1900 GMT, the Fed is expected to announce that it is speeding up the end of its pandemic-era bond purchases and signal a turn to interest rate rises next year as a guard against inflation at near four-decade highs. And NBSP. And Guat, Wecan and number 39, T recalled going into an FOMC meeting with the consensus so strongly favoring a hawkish outcome, and Guat, wrote Mufk head of research Derek Halpenny in a note to clients. And NBSP. Markets expect at least two hikes in 2022 on the Fed and number 39, S and number 39, dot plot and number 39, of where policymakers see borrowing costs going. And NBSP. And Guat, people will focus on the dots and whether we see a more aggressive interest rate path in 2023, and Guat, said David Riley, chief investment strategist at Blue Bay Asset Management. And NBSP. And Guat, but with COVID still casting that long shadow, it could mean we have a situation where the rebalancing between goods and services demand takes longer, which means goods inflation could persist, and Guat, Riley said. And NBSP. U.S. 10-year Treasury yields were at 1.453%, well below a recent 1.693% top. The yield curve continued its flattening trend, as investors wager an earlier start to Fed tightening will lead to slower inflation in the long run. And NBSP. Inflation is also an issue elsewhere, with British consumer price inflation surging to its highest in more than 10 years in November to 5.1%, exceeding all forecasts from economists ahead of a Bank of England rate-setting meeting on Thursday. And NBSP. Investors sharply increased their bets that the BOE is about to raise rates. And NBSP. And Guat, it and number 39, S all eyes on the Fed, but the UK inflation data is an absolute disaster for the Bank of England. To all intents and purposes they should be hiking rates, but the problem is Omicron and the uncertainty around that, and Guat, said Michael Hewson, chief markets analyst at CMC Markets. And NBSP. And Guat, how does the Fed manage the message this afternoon? Too hawkish and it could tip stocks slower, and Guat, Hewson said. And NBSP. The European Central Bank also meets on Thursday and is expected to dial back stimulus one more notch, but will pledge copious support for the next year, sticking to its long-held view that alarmingly high inflation will abate on its own. And NBSP. The stocks index of 600 European companies was up 0.45% at 471 points. And NBSP. Crude oil eases. And NBSP. Asian shares were softer, with MSCI and number 39, S broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan easing 0.54% in slow trade. And NBSP. Chinese blue chips fell 0.9% as coronavirus restrictions took a toll on retail sales in November, though industrial output did improve. And NBSP. The prospect of rising short-term rates supported the US dollar, particularly against the euro and yen, where monetary policy is expected to lag. And NBSP. The single currency was left at $1.1269, not far from its recent trough of $1.1184. The dollar was steady at 113.70 yen and near resistance at 113.95. And NBSP. The dollar index held firm at 96.484, with bulls eyeing the November peak at 96.938. FRX/and NBSP. The risk of rising cash rates has been a burden for gold, which offers no fixed return, and left it sidelined at $1,769 an ounce. And NBSP. Oil prices eased after the International Energy Agency, IEA, said the spread of Omicron coronavirus variant would dent the recovery in global fuel demand. O/R and NBSP. Brent fell 0.9% to $73 a barrel, while U.S. crude lost 1% to stand at $69.97 per barrel.